Hudson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Trapped residents in the mountains of Southern California after huge snowstorms may have to wait another week to get out. San Bernardino County Sheriff Shannon Dykus on the help that's on the way.
As we contact people that are having difficulties with food resources, we have meals ready to eat that we will transfer to them to help them stabilize their food situation and continue with the road operations until they can get to regular grocery stores and have that type of support.
Alec Murda was sentenced this morning.
Before sentencing him to life in prison without parole for the 2021 murders of his wife and 22-year-old son, South Carolina Circuit Court Judge Clifton Newman asked Alec Murda about something Murda said on the witness stand.
Oh, what tangle web we weave. What did you mean by that?
It meant when I lied, I continue to lie.
And the question is, when will it end? When will it end?
The 54-year-old disgraced and disbarred lawyer still faces nearly 100 charges related to drugs and financial wrongdoing. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
President Biden had a cancerous lesion removed from his chest during his physical last month. The White House says his doctor has determined all cancerous tissue was successfully removed and no further treatment is needed. The lesion was a basal cell carcinoma, a common form of skin cancer. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
The president has had several non-melanoma skin cancers over the years. Several were actually removed before his presidency, and he's followed on a regular basis by a dermatologist for examinations.
The president also awarded a Medal of Honor today at the White House.
It was an honor more than five decades delayed for retired Army Special Forces Colonel Paris Davis. In 1965, under heavy Viet Cong fire and himself shot, the Green Beret refused an airlift until all his soldiers were rescued.
Sir, he said, I'm just not going to leave. I still have an American out there.
President Biden noted the Medal of Honor paperwork for Davis was lost in the 1960s.
Not just once, but twice.
Colonel Davis is black, and his family suspects racism had something to do with it. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
A warning for spring breakers heading to Florida. Major William Schultz is with the Fort Lauderdale Police Department.
Possessing any fraudulent ID or presenting it to an establishment, also having open containers of alcohol, anywhere outside of an establishment is prohibited on Fort Lauderdale Beach.
The markets gained ground on this last trading day of the week. The Dow finished up 387 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Need weekend plans? Check out what's happening at your local Lowe's. Weekending at Lowe's gives you and your family the opportunity to make us your weekend destination. Stop by for free workshops, events, and activities for everyone to enjoy. We're getting active with fun local events like our upcoming Lowe's Bucket Ball Challenge and Kids Workshop. Visit Lowe's.com/events for our full event lineup. Count on Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples. And I couldn't miss it.
Ends 4/15. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, March 6th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the courthouse, room 114, and the Residential Options Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in room 115. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. at City Hall. In Portage County, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3 p.m. in Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 p.m. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6 p.m. in the Community Room. The Village of Whiting Plan Commission begins at 5 p.m. In Adams County, the Opioid Educational Opportunity will take place from 9 a.m. to noon at the Community Center. The Workplace Safety Meeting will be from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Courthouse. The Adams City Council Meeting will take place from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies, tonight with lows around 23. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 38. Cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 21.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, TGIF. Dom, I've never been so grateful for a Friday or 5 o'clock in a happier hour than I am right now.
Why is that, Michael?
I've been looking forward to bailing this one in. In my mind, I'm going to Southern Florida. I want to be on a beach in, you know, a couple of days. When you're next on the air, I'll be on an airplane. And then the day after that, beach.
Nice.
For days.
Make sure you put in your sunblocker.
Moisturize
before.
Don't
want you getting burned on the first day. It'll ruin your whole trip, man.
It will. I'll grease up my pale white skin. That's an image you all want.
You know? Yes, thank you for that. Yeah, some social media picture would be great.
So, Dominic, unless you've got Jim Santel calling in today, special. Any other legal eagles want to call in?
Right? I know, what a show already. If you haven't checked it out, if you missed the last hour, go check it out.
Oh, you missed a lot.
.us. It was a lot. There's a lot going on. We appreciate all of our fine guests and callers.
You know, each and every day and each and every hour, we say, man, how do we possibly top that last hour? Well, unless you start calling, we're not going to. Because it really is going to have to be a team effort in this hour, the airing of the grievances.
Because Trudy's already on that plane. That's basically what he's saying.
844. Going to need your help is what I'm saying. 844-967-2789. Here is one of my new troubling concerns from the reporting of CNN, though, Dom. Not going to Disney, but I am going to Florida, but one of Ron DeSantis' appointees to the new Disney Oversight Board suggests the tap water turns people gay.
What?
Yes, this is...
Come on.
Ron Perry is the name of the man that alleges tap water is turning you gay. And he is the chairman and CEO of Gathering USA. And I look at this man, and I got to tell you, If they say Helen and Troy has the face that could sail 1,000 ships, this guy could sink 1,000 ships. This man's, he's not a handsome man. He's a,
come on.
You're not a good-looking man.
So judgmental, Michael. You know what makes him ugly?
The inside?
What's he saying?
An appointee to Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' new oversight board in control of Disney's special tax district called Homosexuality Evil last year. And let's not forget, they're having this big fight about the Disney Corporation and their special taxing authority because of the Don't Say Gay bill. And the fact that so many of the Disney Corporation employees said something to their employer that Disney Corporation made a stand on the issue. And that angered fascist wannabe Ron DeSantis. So now he's got a board, Dom.
Just real quick, the Gathering USA is a ministry of evangelicism, discipleship, and mission opportunities for men.
For men. I hope God loves them, because nobody else is going to.
For men.
You're suggesting that...
I'm just reading what the Gathering, the website here.
Do the congregation get together in closets around America, Dom? Let me read a little. On Monday, the Republican governor appointed Ron Perry, an Orlando-based former pastor. Was he defrocked? And CEO of the Gathering, a Christian ministry focused on outreach to men. Not gay at all. It's one of five people who would now oversee the Reedy Creek Improvement District, the government body that has given Disney unique powers in Central Florida for more than half a century. DeSantis signed a bill in February that allowed him to replace the district's existing board. Very Scott Walker of him. Mostly people with ties to Disney, with a five-member body that he handpicked.
What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing but the finest sorts like this Perry fella. The move to remove power from Disney comes nearly a year after the company spoke out against the Florida bill, which DeSantis later signed into law, to restrict certain classroom instruction about sexual orientation and gender identity. You know, the Don't Say Gay law, Dom. Here's a quote, or more accurately, CNN's K-File review of Perry's past comments found that he frequently made derogatory remarks about LGBTQ community. So I guess I'll take a crack at reading for the derogatory, very ugly to my assessment. Perry guy.
This is very important, very scientific, I can tell.
So why are there homosexuals today, question mark? There are any number of reasons, you know, that are given. Some would say the increase in estrogen in our societies. You know, there's estrogen in the water from the birth control pills. That's what's wrecking society, Dom, the birth control pills. They can't get it out, Perry baselessly said in January 22 Zoom discussion, later put on YouTube. The level of testosterone in men broadly in America has declined for 50 points in the past 10 years, you know, and so maybe that's part of it. Well, apparently he hasn't watched enough of the Tucker Carlson, Dom, because there's a solution.
Suntanning.
Your genitals, apparently.
Yeah. Are you going to be suntanning your genitals in Florida, Crudy? I mean, apparently that just gets you going, baby.
Big time.
What else does this guy say? big time. But the big part I would suggest to you, based upon what it's saying here, it's the removal of constraint. The removal of constraint. So our society provided the constraint. And so, which is the responsibility of a society to constrain people from doing evil? Well, you remove the constraints, then evil occurs.
What constraints?
And
evil
society. Apparently, according to this guy, if you are not constrained in some way, shape, or form by society, as he defines it, you are destined to do evil.
Dominic says,
which would, I guess, based on what he's saying here, increase your testosterone levels.
Well, since we've renamed Devil Radio, Mad Radio, WMDX, well, I got to tell you, testosterone levels in my household have soared.
Congratulations.
Looking forward to vacation.
I got a little bit more here. Perry has also said that LGBTQ people, quote, don't have a stake in the future because many do not have children, and he called gay people deviant. In one discussion, he linked homosexuality to the fall of the Roman Empire, a fringe historical belief occasionally pushed by some Christian activists. Homosexuality was praised, Perry said. LGBTQ today is being emphasized everywhere, even on children's shows. And so ultimately, the Romans had become weak. Here, I thought it was the incest and the lead pipes, but, you know, it could have been, it could have been, you know, what he said.
The birth control pills in the water? You know, there was just a little bit more. You did skip just a little smidge.
Well, please enlighten me.
Testosterone levels in men have dropped in recent decades. Not on this panel. And researchers are unsure why, but the drop is not 50%, and there is no indication that a drop in testosterone affects sexual orientation. Likewise, there is no evidence that estrogen in the water supply, for which birth control pills account for a statistically insignificant amount, affects sexual orientation. You know, they've got to do, like, the fact check. So I want to get the facts out there, you know, for CJ and others, that CJ hasn't drank any water since the 70s.
That plastic bottled water, way better.
Back then, it was just the fluoride you had to worry about. Anyways, back to the CNN coverage. The claim that chemicals in tap water could turn people gay has gained ground with conspiracy theorists over the years, most memorably with fringe commentator Alex Jones, who said chemicals in the water were turning freaking frogs gay. They're turning friggin' frogs gay, Dom. In the same discussion, Perry called homosexuality shameful, linking it to disease. There are a lot of unhealthy effects of homosexual lifestyle. There are diseases, but it goes beyond that. Because, you know, it's about the biblical and the self-loathing of one's closeted wants, right, Dom?
Well, that's why you do outreach to men.
Very not gay. There's no gayness about...
No, not whatsoever.
The men's ministry. Nothing gay about that.
I mean...
Very, very, very straight.
Very, very repressed. Very supremely repressed. And what is... I just don't get it. You know, what is the big deal? You know, if that's what you're into, find a willing, consenting adult and do it. Maybe that sounds like a party to me. And what, to you, all it is restraint. If it weren't for restraint, man, he'd be a wolf in the woods, man. He'd be a man's man. But it's the constraint to not do evil that has made us, you know, lose our testosterone.
Well, you talked about consenting adults. And I hearken back to the aforementioned very ugly Mr. Perry. There are no consenting adults with Mr. Perry. I mean, maybe transactionally.
Oh, of course.
He might have paid for it, but nobody's giving it freebies. Not to that guy. I'm just saying, maybe...
Come on, there's love for everyone in this world, man. Even that guy. Hell, maybe that's why he's so sour right now, man. He had one, he lost it, and now he's... You know he's never going to get it back.
If he just had a good man at home, he'd be okay, Dom. Folks, we're the devil's advocates.
Wow.
This guy
is now on a board for the Disney deal, right? DeSantis appointed him.
The fascist wannabe board.
Yeah, yeah.
DeSantis appointee.
Yes. The Gathering USA, men only.
By Monday at this time, I'll be day drinking, Dom. Feel quite confident. Going into a conch shell for the week. I'm not listening, but I hear you've got a great lineup in my absence.
I do. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be the devils and friends, the friends of the devil. I'm coming up with the term, but we're going to line them up. It's going to be so much fun.
I used to call them co-devils when you'd go absent on Fridays. You got lots of co-devils.
Oh, yeah.
You've got a comprehensive list. You should lay it up.
I've been working on it, man. We make it look easy. It's not. Come back, 844-967-2789.
Yeah. Not that good looking.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that Febreze car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Pick up the 40 days of consistent scent. All over Febreze car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right, just right. Yeah. Breathe happy for breathing.
Searching for fun ways to spend your tax return? Boats for cats. Oh, flotation devices for cats. Don't waste it all on something silly. Spend smarter with Straight Talk. Get our Silver Unlimited plan for $45 a month with unlimited high-speed data and with nationwide 5G. Plus, get a Samsung A13 5G for only $99.88, down from $149. If you're looking to get the most out of your refund, your search ends here. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789. Crudy, you teased it before. I know you're going to be gone for a while, so I did line up some friends of the Devils. They're going to come hang out with me next week. Here's a quick rundown. I had to make a list because so much going on Monday. Matt Flynn's going to stick around for a little extra long time.
Is he going to be direct, Tom?
He will always be direct. Matt Flynn knows no other way. Also, Matt Rothschild, he's going to join me on Tuesday. Joe Zepecki, Zepecki Communications on Wednesday. James Santel, former U.S. attorney on Thursday. My pal Maggie Dunn, got to do it on Fridays with Maggie. Earl going to join me the following Monday on the 13th. And on the Tuesday the 14th, I haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay.
And Crudy comes back on Wednesday.
That's so pretty good.
It's a party. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you tune in without Crudy. You see how it's really done.
All things considered, I'm kind of proud of you, man.
Well,
I mean, I really had low expectations, let me tell you.
Well, see, that's why you keep them low. That way you're never disappointed.
I expected Dom to say, I'm doing 4 reruns, and I got to fill in on Friday.
We'll see what happens on Tuesday. Yeah, but stick around, tune in. It'll be lots of fun with some of our favorite friends.
It's Friday. We air grievances up around here. Yours could be next at 844-967-2789. Good news, bad news. The bad news is that President Joe Biden had a basal cell carcinoma removed from him. The good news is, although this is a common cancer, and apparently affects about 3.6 million people each year, the president is not expected to need any additional treatment. So the bad news, cancer. Good news is he's already been treated for it, a small lesion, and apparently that's
removed
it.
Removed and they got it all and
let's
keep
hope
on
so.
Going.
Yeah. Continued good health, basal cell carcinoma. So good health to you, Joe Biden, 844-967-2789. I believe Catherine was first. Welcome, Catherine. What do you got for us?
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Dom and Kurt. I don't have a grievance, but I called you a couple days ago, and this has been bugging me ever since. I told you I'd heard a grievance.
It's Dom's fault.
That's not true.
Yeah, the Green Report. Catherine, we were a little stumped, and I don't want to be, so edify us.
I heard it today. It was on today twice. It was on at 9 a.m. and at 10 a.m., and I took good notes. It was just after 9 and 10, and they call it the Green News Report, and they give a 6-minute report on environmental news across the country. And it was on during Stephanie Miller's show, at 9 and at 10. And I'm wondering, it went 6 minutes. It was, and I was so excited that you guys had a show like that, and then I said, I was thinking, did I imagine that? But Our radio is like super glued to your station. It never changes. So I knew I heard. I didn't hear it at any
other
radio station.
Well, Catherine, here's what I think is happening. Stephanie Miller's program and the top of the hour, and Dom and I know this, we used to be a little syndicated product ourselves, is exactly, I believe, 6 minutes long, which just happens to be the length of the song we use. Sympathy for the Devil is exactly 6 minutes long. So it would fill that slot for us. What I think Stephanie Miller's doing is, even during the commercials and everything, you got to, as a syndicated product, you send sound continuously just in case, just so your affiliates know they're getting what they're supposed to be getting. So what I suspect is you're actually hearing that from Stephanie Miller, because the good folks at ABC News earlier today let us down big time. And Westwood One was having satellite issues. So if we're hearing that leak through, that probably wasn't intentional, but I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, it was good. I hope maybe you guys will do something like that. They have a Green News. It's not on the radio, but it's online for Wisconsin, which gives all the environmental things in Wisconsin, which I think would be great.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Catherine, I think you still have my contact. Please send a link to me of the Green News of Wisconsin, and that way I don't have to do any Googling. I'd appreciate it. 844-967-2789. I'll take a look, and then I'll share it, because I'm going to a beach. I got to be honest with you. Joanne from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Joanne.
Couple of quick items. Is Mike the Pizza Box guy coming on at 7? I'm hoping that we can give him a little promo.
Joanne, he certainly is. Outside the Pizza Box with Mike Dickman, Pizza Box Mike, 7 o'clock Friday nights. And it is quite a popular product, although I know a few of his friends are still searching for him.
Right, and I'm going to be missing those Dan Kelly commercials, because if you play them backwards, it says Paul is dead. You know, if you reverse them, there's some mystical quality.
I hear Dan Kelly is the walrus. Cuckoo, ca-choo.
Exactly. All right. Right. Just a quickest grievance. So many organizations have been trying to force people back to work who can work very well remotely, and I'm thinking of the University Avenue traffic out there has been horrible, and of course the Beltline is stacked up, and I'm thinking if you could get rid of, you know, maybe 20-25% of the workers because we work well at home, that would be a really great idea. But climate change and all that, well, we'll have to put those issues in the back burner as we solve these other important issues.
Joanne,
our democracy.
Joanne, let me ask you, in all sincerity, we think we've got a big mission here. Some of us think we're trying to save democracy. I never found it was, I got dogs at home. I can't work at home. I got to get to the office if I want to get anything done. But I like coming to the office. I like coming to the office even during a pandemic, and I understand others have health concerns. But Joanne, don't you think we gain synergy from our colleagues at work?
I love it. I love that type of feeling, but I can also work really well at home. I've never been more productive. I don't want to go into accomplishments and all of that, but I wrote a book and did articles and did all this other stuff, and I get told, oh, you have to come in to show some presence and all of that. My students don't want to see my ugly face. I mean, I have a face for radio. I mean, there's a reason why I'm on the radio, okay?
Yeah, us too, Joanne.
All right. I love you guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks sister. John, thanks for listening.
Love you back, sister.
844-967-2789. It is the Friday edition. I don't know how Steve Winwood's yacht rock, but we'll keep it rolling. Oh, Ebon assures me. I'll be hearing this in the Keys.
Oh, this is beautiful, man. Bring it.
Higher Love. I was thinking like some Margaritaville stuff. I heard the one. Play more. More Devil's Advocates.
Some reggae going, baby.
The Shaw 101. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for both.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Badger Hockey.
Lifts and shoots and scores!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Fans from Yost Arena in Ann Arbor, Michigan, welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. The Big Ten playoffs start tonight. Game one of a best-of-three first-round series between Wisconsin and fourth-ranked Michigan. Mike Henderson is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Paul Capobianco, my broadcast partner from UW Athletic Brand Communications. I'm Brian Posick. Well, Wisconsin finished last in the Big Ten during the regular season with a 6-18 record, 13-21 overall, facing a Michigan team that finished second in the league at 12-10-2, 20 wins, 11 losses, and 3 ties overall for their first-year head coach, Brandon Nerado. And, Paul, obviously things didn't go well during the regular season for Wisconsin, but they have a chance to make something special out of what's been a disappointing season.
They do, and there's hints of, like, the ability to do that. We've seen Wisconsin be really good in some games and not so good in others. We've learned that usually if you figure that out in the first 5 minutes of whether Wisconsin's what kind of night they're going to have. You suspect the last 3 weeks or last 2 weeks, Fridays haven't been good and Saturdays the Badgers have responded. You would think now that it's playoff time, tournament time, and the games mean a lot. They haven't really meant a ton the last few weeks, but they mean a lot now, and Wisconsin should be up for this and ready to go from the get-go.
Now the Badgers are 3-3 in their last 6 games, while Michigan is winless in its last 4. So it's the Badgers and the Wolverines, and we'll hear from head coach Tony Granato when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes, even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's Yap advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate Programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
The Devils Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devils Advocates Radio Show.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family.
They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies, tonight with lows around 23. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 38. Cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 21. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow Sunday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 35.
We're at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor tonight, where Wisconsin opens a best-of-three first-round Big Ten playoff series against the Michigan Wolverines, and head coach Tony Granato joins us. And Tony, coming off a road win at Penn State last weekend, we've talked about it all week long. It was a playoff-style victory for your club. You knocked Penn State out of home ice in the playoffs. The week before, you knocked Michigan State out of home ice in the playoffs. The week before, you prevented Minnesota from winning the Big Ten championship. It's been like the playoffs here the last few weeks, hasn't it?
It has been, and you know, the question was asked, is it an advantage for you guys because you've played playoff hockey the last few weeks? Well, every team in our league has been doing that kind of the second half of the year because it's been so tight with the guys bunched up in the middle there. I like the way we played. All of our games have been somewhat response games, but we lost Friday, had to make a few little adjustments, more so just mentally on how to approach it than anything else. And we've been able to do that. The Minnesota one obviously was a big one against the top-ranked team. And then the following week, Michigan State, like you said, they were playing for home ice advantage. They had their way on Friday, and we responded and played really well on Saturday, and the same thing at Penn State. So I think our guys feel good about themselves. I think they do believe that this is an opportunity that we're ready for. Health-wise, we're good. Lucius should be back in. Kerrs will be back in. So we got everybody playing, so that's a good sign. Kyle McCollum will start net a little bit different than probably what most people think, because, you know, we rode Mosey pretty much all year, but Kyle's, you know, throwing two really good performances in his last three, including the big win last weekend at Penn State. So we're gonna have him start the series, and if he can play the same way, he's got a nice calmness to him. He did a really good job on dump-ins last week of stopping the puck to let our D get back and have a chance to break out against the Hartford Czech of Penn State. Well, we're going to see the same thing tonight. So, yeah, we could use his help on the breakouts.
Yeah, I know the last time you were here against Michigan, they jumped on you early both games. And to have a calm presence in goal in Kyle McClellan, I mean, hopefully that calms your club down early so you get your feet underneath you and just play hockey.
Yeah, I mean, it's important. Obviously, the start of the series is important. Michigan's a freewheeling team. They like it easy. They like to have, you know, to come out and get teams sitting back so they can get skating and rolling and getting going offensively. So it's important for us that we got to be physical. We got to be stingy on our puck decisions, making sure that we're making them come 200 feet. You know, it's a kind of a lousy way to say that the game plan is to dump and chase, but it's a game plan that is effective when we manage the puck the right way. It gives us chances to get going offensively for us. So that's what we'll be doing early in the game, and we'll have to do all series to be able, like I said, make them have to work for their goals.
Wisconsin and Michigan tonight, playoff opener. More with Tony Granato in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
11% off everything is back. Menards carries a great selection of in-stock appliances. From countertops to cabinetry, we have everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Complete your look with Quality One Oak cabinets. These cabinets come ready to install, ready to finish, and are ready to take home today. All Quality One cabinets are 11% off. Good to March 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi,
welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin and Michigan get the Big Ten playoffs going here tonight, a little bit after 6 o'clock Central Time. Game 2, same time tomorrow, and if there's a Game 3, it'll be Sunday at 6 p.m. Central as well. Tony, you mentioned before you're back to full health. Cruz Lucius has been dinged up a little bit, didn't play at Penn State. He's been so key offensively, obviously, but on the power play, too. But without him, you still scored a couple of power play goals against the Nittany Lions, and really at this time of the year, special teams is as big, if not bigger than goaltending sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously important, and Lucia's been real big for us in that offensively, five-on-five and power play. You know, last week it gave some other guys a chance to kind of run the power play because most of the plays that we have when Lucia's in the lineup come through him. And I thought we were really effective on recognizing what was available last week. We did score the two and the four chances, and the other two power plays were good as well. So I think that, you know, getting him back here, it gives us the weapon that is hard to defend. They're going to have to key and make sure they defend him. But now we got to be smart on how we use the other players on the ice. Obviously, their goaltender's big. They rely on him a lot on the PK. They give outside shots. We're just going to have to make sure when we get those shots that we outnumber at the net and look for the rebounds. And Bantle and Stramwell and both separate units have done a great job at the net front, and they'll have to be strong and big there today.
That's a Badgers head coach Tony Granato as Wisconsin prepares for Michigan in the Big Ten Tournament playoff opener here in Ann Arbor. And we'll have more in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless, and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. If you talk,
they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So, talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk back here.
You can do it if you try. It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Wisconsin and Michigan meet for the 168th time and the 11th time in postseason history. The Badgers trail in the playoffs 6-5 and overall 88 wins for the Maize and Blues, 65 losses, 14 ties. Badgers went 1-3 against Michigan this season, won at the Kohl Center in their first meeting 6-3, then lost 4-2 in a game that was tied at 2 late in the third. And then here in Ann Arbor back in February, Badgers lost the opener 6-2. Michigan had a 5-1 lead after two periods. It outshot the Badgers 32-11. In game two, Michigan jumped out to a 2-0 lead 3.5 minutes in, was up 5-2 after one, eventually won 7-4. Michigan 13 goals against the Badgers here in this building last month, their best series of the season, and they've got maybe the best player in all of college hockey, maybe the best player in the Big Ten, one of the best, and their leading scorer, Adam Fantilli, the freshman from Nobleton, Ontario, 20 goals and 50 points to lead the country, but they've got a lot of good young talent.
They sure do. And Fantilli, you start with him with looking like probably the second overall pick in the upcoming NHL draft. But you, the line with Rutger McGroarty and Gavin Brindley, who killed the Badgers here a month ago, had the best week, came in the weekend with like 3 or 4 goals and scored 3 the whole weekend.
And 5 points, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So he was super dangerous. You go right down. Frank Nazar, who we didn't even get to see last time, who has been injured all year, has joined the fray. Another skilled guy. I mean, you go down the list here on the lines, it's just frightening when you look at it and you wonder how they're not undefeated sometimes when you just on paper and thinking about their talent. But and then in the back end with Luke Hughes and guys and Ethan Edwards are both offensive guys, they have a lot of skill, a lot of talent, but they lose games too. They haven't won in their last 4.
Yep, they've lost 11 overall. 13 NHL draft picks for Michigan. 4 are first rounders. Their goaltender was just traded by the Buffalo Sabres to the LA Kings. Eric Portillo, 19-10 with 2 ties, a 301 goals against, a 908 save percentage. He can be had. Badgers and the Wolverines, and we'll run down the other Big Ten tournament playoff series in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the #1 orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The #1 hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin's 2-1 victory at Penn State last Saturday prevented the Nittany Lions from hosting first-round Big Ten tournament action this weekend. Instead, they play at Ohio State. Buckeyes have won only three times in their last 11 games. Penn State has only three wins in its last 12 games. Those two teams split the season series 2-2. Who do you got, Ohio State or Penn State?
Oh, my gosh. I'll go Ohio State. They're okay. Playing at home.
All right. And Michigan State's at Notre Dame. Spartans, who started the season 11-4-1, have only five wins in their last 18 games. Notre Dame pretty much split with everybody over the last 12 weeks of the regular season, although they did lose twice in East Lansing to Michigan State a couple of weeks ago. The Spartans won the season series against the Fighting Irish. Who do you got?
Fighting Irish took care of Michigan last week. Michigan State didn't even get to play, so we'll go with the Fighting Irish.
Yeah, in fact, Notre Dame came to this building last weekend and beat Michigan in a shootout and then 2-1 in overtime despite being outshot 49-22. The Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines get the postseason started. We'll run down the line charts in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go. Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Badgers and the Wolverines, the last time these teams played in the Big Ten playoffs back in 2018. Here in this building, Badgers lost twice to Michigan, 6-5 and 7-4. Our UW Health Sports Medicine Injury Report, treating the Badgers, treating you. UW Health Sports Medicine, the Badgers in good health, quite honestly. Cruz Lucius back in the lineup, missed last weekend's series at Penn State with an upper body injury, but we know how good he is when he's on the ice. And I know he's probably fired up to face a number of these Michigan lads who he played with the National Team Development Program.
Yeah, for sure. He's an offensive catalyst for Wisconsin, especially obviously on the power play, but even strength. He's a creative guy, probably the most creative guy in Wisconsin. He just always seems to find himself on the score sheet. Every time Wisconsin scores, his name's on there for an assist or the goal.
Healthy scratches for Wisconsin. Ty Smolanic, Shea Donovan, and Robbie Newton. Michigan without one of its better defensemen. Jacob Truscott is out with an upper body injury. Frank Nazer, who Paul mentioned before, had missed most of the season for Michigan, but returned a few weeks ago. He's played only 6 games, 1 goal, 3 points. But once he's back at full strength, watch out. Nazer, the 13th overall pick in the 2022 draft by the Chicago Blackhawks. As we look at the quick trip lineups, first off for Michigan, I mentioned Eric Portillo, the 6'6", 220-pound junior from Gothenburg, Sweden, and I gave his season numbers. Well, in February here, he stopped 50 of 56 shots against Wisconsin. In the split and Madison, he stopped 41 of 48 shots. So for the season, he's 3-1 against the Badgers, but an .875 save percentage and the .325 goals against average. I know often if you talk to Michigan fans, media members, even members of the coaching staff, they need Portillo to be a little bit more steady in goal for them, but then again, they can just outscore you if they need to, it seems.
They can, but he's exciting in the net. You've seen him play the puck, some interesting plays throughout the year against Wisconsin. In the first, the Badger win, Badgers did a great job of getting in his way, and they scored some point shots, just throwing pucks on the net and taking his eyes away. So that'll be one of the strategies for Wisconsin to try to get the puck past him tonight.
Keep in mind, Portillo was the most outstanding player of last year's Big Ten tournament, gave up only 5 goals in 4 games played. The top line for Michigan from left to right, freshman Rutger McGroarty, 6'1", 200-pounder from Lincoln, Nebraska, 10 goals, 25 points. The right wing, Gavin Brindley, 5'9", 170, freshman from Estero, Florida, 10 goals, 28 points. And their top line centerman, 6'2", 195-pound freshman, Adam Fantilli from Nobleton, Ontario, 20 goals and 30 points. Those three have combined for 40 goals and 103 points, but they also have a line with Dylan Duke, TJ Hughes, and Mackie Samuskevich left to right that have combined for 44 goals and 90 points. Defensively, Luke Hughes, 6'2", sophomore from Canton, Michigan, one of the best in the country, 9 goals, 36 points. You will hear his name a lot. And as for the Wisconsin Badgers, Paul, will see Kyle McClellan in goal, the 6'1 junior from Manchester, Missouri. He's 3-5 this season, a .334 goals against, an .890 save percentage, but he was really, really good last Saturday at Penn State.
He was really good, and Wisconsin did a good job not giving him too much early on, and he had a look. He was really good in the third, stopping 22 shots. He's just, when he's on, he's a calming influence. He doesn't move a lot. He just feels, you feel like secure in the back end knowing that he's out there.
47 of 48 shots he stopped last weekend against the Nittany Lions. Meanwhile, defensively, we'll see Mike Borlicki and Ben Dexheimer, Tyson Jugnauth with Corson Kuhlemans, Luke Lemaster, Daniel Lodge, Anthony Kerr, the extra skater. Top line tonight on Tony Granato's chart from left to right, Jack Gorniak out of West Salem, 5 goals, 12 points. Brock Caulfield, a team-leading 11 goals and 20 points. The senior from Stevens Point, and Sam Stang, the junior from Eau Claire, 2 goals and 9 points this season. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.